I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. The American political debate over refugees from Syria has taken on a religious tone lately. GOP presidential hopefuls Jeb Bush and Ted Cruz have both suggested that admitting Syrian Christians is okay, but not Muslims. President Obama said that such statements play into the ISIS narrative about a clash of civilizations, you know, the West versus Islam. Well, there's a high-stakes debate about the threat posed by ISIS going on right now, among Muslims, too. From the World's Religion Desk, here's Matthew Bell.
If anyone says Muslims aren't condemning terrorist attacks like the one in Paris last week, they just haven't been listening. From the heads of state in Muslim countries to this guy, who identified himself as a Moroccan named Wafi Abdus in a YouTube video, Muslim denunciations of ISIS have been plenty.
I know that by now people do realize that these people are not Muslim. They don't represent Islam because they're not. They don't represent what we believe in. These so-called jihadists or fundamentalists, they only represent themselves. And I just wanted to extend my deepest condolences to the French people.
The fact that ISIS kills in the name of Islam is what disturbs Hesham Hasaballah most. He's a physician from Chicago who writes a blog called God, Faith, and a Pen. For Hasaballah, the extremists of ISIS are guilty of blasphemy.
We live in a time where religious faith may not be important to many people. It still is to me. It's still a very precious gem and jewel that I hold on to very strongly. So if someone, some savage, tries to take that precious thing and defile it with murder, defile it with barbarism, defile it with cold-hearted bloodthirstiness, that's offensive. And I'm not going to fight them on the battlefield. But what I can do is speak out against them in the strongest manner possible.
Muslim religious authorities have denounced ISIS as heretics. Sheikh Mohammed al-Yakoubi, who's originally from Syria, goes so far as to declare them apostates. That's a little like excommunication in the Catholic tradition. But in Islam, apostasy is a capital offense. During a recent speech at Zaytuna College in Berkeley, California, Yakoubi told his audience that the followers of ISIS have deviated from Islam and that Muslims have an obligation to fight them on the battlefield and beyond.
ISIS is a religious group, is an Islamic group. You cannot fight ISIS based on security alone. You have to have Muslims, scholars telling you how to save the minds of our next generation from being brainwashed. War starts in the minds of people.
But other mainstream Islamic scholars have stopped short of saying that ISIS is guilty of apostasy. Shadi Hamid says there are good reasons for that. He's a scholar at the Brookings Institution and the author of Temptations of Power, a book about Islamist movements in the Middle East.
This idea that you can kind of render someone who claims to be a Muslim outside the faith sets a very dangerous precedent. And it's worth noting that's exactly what ISIS does. That is their legal and theological reasoning. They essentially argue that the vast majority of Muslims are not true Muslims, that they are in fact apostates, and therefore their blood is licit.
Politics comes to play in all this, of course, says Mohammed Fadl of the University of Toronto, and that explains why Muslim political leaders in places like Saudi Arabia and Egypt are hesitant to name ISIS as the enemies of true Islam.
The Sunni states in the region are either unwilling or incompetent or unable to intervene to stop ISIS. Once you sort of escalate it, again, by declaring ISIS to be an apostate regime, an apostate state, right, that puts more pressure on them to do something.
For their part, ISIS seems to take this stuff seriously. It divides the whole world into two camps. There's ISIS and its supporters on one side, and then everyone else, including most Muslims, who belong to the enemies of ISIS. The extremist group has singled out Muslim scholars who have condemned its violent tactics. ISIS calls them apostates. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.